All right, we're going to jump into the controversy. People told me not to talk about this, but we're going to do it. Now, I want to show you the moment that Fox News host Jesse Waters accidentally owns himself live on air while trying to own Governor Gavin Newsom. But this is a part of a larger controversy that has sparked over the past few days that people told me not to touch. They said, it'll blow up in my face. You just shouldn't talk about this. But F that. We have a platform, we can provide clarity, and we can cut through all of the lies that are being told about Gavin Newsom. These allegations being spread by far-right, right-wing accounts are complete BS, and it's a perfect example, a perfect microcosm of how the right-wing media disinformation campaigns are run. So before we jump into the Jesse Waters clip, where he just fumbles and owns himself, let me back up and lay the groundwork as to what's going on. So Governor Gavin Newsom has been touring, promoting his book, and talking about his vision for America. I interviewed him a few days back. And listen, I'm not like Gavin Newsom's number one defender. I'm not going to defend everything Gavin Newsom does. There are great, valid criticisms you can have of Governor Gavin Newsom, as there are of every single Democrat. It's totally good and fair to critique Democrats when there is criticism. But what they're doing here is a smear campaign, a disinformation campaign, a lie to make it seem like Governor Gavin Newsom said something racist. But the same people that are calling him out, number one, they're just lying. Number two, they're misquoting him. And number three, they didn't care when Donald Trump, the president of the United States, posted an AI video of Obama and his wife depicting them as monkeys. They don't care. They're just trying to use this to weaponize a misquote of Governor Gavin Newsom. So this video that I have on screen right now has 53 million views in the past 2 days. I'm not making that up. 53 million views just on this one post. You can safely assume this has been posted across all platforms and gotten hundreds of millions of views. That's why it's important to talk about this. This was originally posted by an account named End Wokeness. End Wokeness is like a far-right account that posts so much BS, racist BS. I mean, they've posted racist memes in the past few days, just far-right anti-immigration stuff. A lot of people claim that it's run by Jack Posobiec. There is very convincing evidence it's run by right-wing troll Jack Posobiec, who was one of the people holding up the Epstein binders at the White House a year ago with Pam Bondi. I've debated him on Piers Morgan. He's not too sharp. And in this post, I just want to preface this by saying he's lying in this post. But in this post, he says, Governor Newsom to a black crowd in Georgia, I am like you. I'm a 960 SAT guy. I can't read. Now let's just back up because everything in this is a lie. Number one, it wasn't a black crowd in Georgia. It wasn't. We'll show you in one moment. The crowd was predominantly white. It was diverse, but it was predominantly white. Number two, this is not how you quote people when you're trying to be good faith. He literally does not even say these three things next to each other during this clip. When I play for you this 40-second clip, you're going to notice it's completely and entirely different than what they're claiming it is. So one more time. This is going super viral because people are reading the caption, but they're not watching the clip. The caption claims Governor Newsom looked to a black crowd and said, hey, I'm just like you. I can't read. But no, he's saying something that he said dozens of times on podcasts. He says, listen, you know, I can relate to a lot of people because I didn't do too well in school. Just listen to this clip.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy. I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech. Because I cannot read a speech. Maybe the wrong business to be in.
Okay, notice what they did there. Notice what the account does here. They kind of link together something that he says at the beginning of the clip with something that he says at the end of the clip, and they don't quote him properly. If you're going to link two thoughts together in a quote, usually you do the ellipses or the dot, 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 or you do a dash to kind of show that there are two things being linked together. But no, this account makes it seem like he says those things. But he even makes a joke. He's like, I'm not trying to offend anybody if you got like a 940. I'm not trying to say I'm better than you, but I got a pretty bad score. It's very clear that he's just making a joke here. And the crowd, by the way, is not a crowd full of black people. Even if they were, Governor Newsom wasn't trying to take a jab. But they weren't. So End Wokeness was the one that just assumed because they were in Georgia, it was a crowd of black people. You know who has been defending the hell out of Newsom is Mark Lamont Hill. Mark Lamont Hill is someone that I respect and look up to a lot. We've got similar politics. And he's somebody who openly says, I'm not even a Newsom fan, but this is BS. He posted, "This is such a dishonest quote. Please watch the video for yourself in context before being outraged." He then said, "Gavin Newsom isn't a leftist. I don't like, support, or endorse him. He still didn't say or do what's being attributed to him." So basically, Mark Lamont Hill is saying in this clip, dude, I don't even like Gavin Newsom. I don't like him. I don't support him. I don't endorse him. But he did not say what's being attributed to him. And then he says, "There's so many legitimate reasons to dislike Gavin Newsom, but don't fall for fake news. Newsom was talking to a room full of white people. He never mentioned black people. He was talking about his dyslexia, and he has made the exact same comment to a white interviewer." By the way, he's made the exact same comment to like dozens of interviewers. He talks a lot about how he has dyslexia. He got a bad SAT score. Nowhere in this clip was he looking at like a black audience and making a racist remark. I'm glad that I played the full clip for you all because most people have not seen this full clip. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to help boost this full clip. Then Governor Newsom's press account on Twitter posts a clip of him saying this to Charlie Kirk. So a lot of right wingers were claiming that he made up that SAT score, that he had never actually gotten a bad score on his SAT, that he just made that up for the audience. But no, this is him a year ago saying the same thing. Listen.
Started 960 SAT. I asked you about your SAT. You said,
I took the ACT.
You took the ACT, which proves two things, how young you are and how different things were. You grew up in...
Exactly. Ron Filipkowski says, "End Wokeness is an account that has a long track record of putting out lies and disinfo. More lies and disinfo than almost any other on this platform. Posts that Newsom was speaking to a black audience that was mostly white, and now every Republican is just running with that because they think it's the truth." You know who posted a good video is Mark Lamont Hill. He said, "Here's a video. I've spoken to several people who were there. Everyone confirms that there were only a handful of black people there, but if you didn't see the room, why did you publicly declare that he was talking to black voters?" I just want to point out the nuance here. Mark Lamont Hill isn't even a fan of Newsom. I'm pretty sure he actively doesn't really like Newsom, as he said earlier, but he's like turning into a Newsom defender, not because he wants to, but because there are so many smears about Newsom. For me, it was kind of odd because I had interviewed Newsom about 3 days ago, so I didn't want to be on Twitter all over defending him for this because I thought it would have looked a bit corny if it's like, oh, so you just interviewed Newsom, now you're defending him. It's like, no, I'm not somebody who's riding for Newsom or defending him on every issue. I just want to make sure that people understand that this is a BS issue. Let me play these videos of the crowd for you. I'm going to mute it because it's a bit loud, but it pans around and like, look, like, sorry, I know it's a bit dark, but like, you can see the makeup of the crowd here. I see white people, white people, white people. There's not like a black crowd sitting there. The lights turn on. It seems like it's just white people. What about this one? This is a line of the people there. I see white person, white person, white person. I see more white people. It looks like that's a black person. Why am I? It's crazy that I'm playing like a racial game to try to pick out who in the crowd is white. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that it was a predominantly white crowd and they're just lying about what happened here. They are straight up lying. So then Governor Gavin Newsom himself came out and responded and said, "You didn't give a shit about the President of the United States posting an ape video of President Obama or calling African nations shitholes, but you're going to call me racist for talking about my lifelong struggle with dyslexia? Spare me your fake fucking outrage, Sean." And he's replying to Sean Hannity here because every single right winger from Sean Hannity to End Wokeness to Tucker Carlson was on this calling Gavin Newsom racist very unfairly, in my opinion. And Gavin Newsom has a really good response here. "Spare me your fake outrage. You didn't say shit when Donald Trump posted a video of President Obama and called African nations shitholes and said Obama wasn't born in America, spread a bunch of racist bullshits. Now they're going to say they're outraged." Here's Jesse Waters completely owning himself by saying that he wants a president who can read. Which is such a disgusting thing to say about Governor Gavin Newsom, who has struggled with dyslexia for his entire life. And such a despicable thing to say when you have repeatedly voted for the person who can't read. This is what's called rage baiting. And here's the reality. Jesse Waters knows what he's doing when he says something like this. He knows that it's a dumb statement that's inflammatory and will get attention.
I don't want a president who scores poorly.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a president who struggles to read. Mm-hmm. I want a really smart president. Now, Gavin,
are we joking here? Donald Trump is known for not being able to read. He barely can read or write anything. He lacks the basic skills. Gavin Newsom responded, Jesse, you already have one. Jesse Waters kind of just set him up for the layup right there. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that. Here's right-winger Benny Johnson. Right-winger Benny Johnson is trying to claim that Gavin Newsom is racist. These MAGA people are trying to claim that Gavin Newsom is racist, but right-winger Benny Johnson made a YouTube video thumbnail. And I'm sorry that I have to show you this, but this YouTube video thumbnail is called Gavin Newsom Ends His Career at Black Campaign Event. Okay, first of all, how many times do I have to say it wasn't a black campaign event? It doesn't even matter. It shouldn't even matter what the race of anybody is. It should not matter, but unfortunately we have to keep debunking the idea that this was a black campaign event. Then he posts Gavin Newsom eating watermelon and fried chicken with three black people screaming at him and Benny Johnson's laughing in the corner. What the hell are we doing here? I tweeted out in response to somebody. So somebody said, I can't believe a sitting American governor went to a black convention and said, I'm just like you. I'm retarded in 2026. And that's such a dishonest framing of what happened. See, that is a narrative that's taking hold. This tweet at the bottom got millions of views. Millions of people thought that an American governor went to a black convention and said something like that. And I responded, I said, look at how quickly fake narratives take hold. It wasn't a black convention. It was a book tour with a rather white crowd. He never even accused the audience of being dumb. He never brought up race. He quite literally made a self-deprecating joke about getting a bad score on his SAT, and they're trying to use that as proof that he's some ultra-mega racist. I mean, again, the crowd was diverse, but it seemed to be mostly white folks. I don't know. I'll see you all in the next video. This is such BS, especially coming from the crowd that said nothing when Trump has repeatedly said racist things. We'll keep covering it. Love you all. Peace out.